Okay. 5 seconds of silence, 5 second countdown. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. As we enter the halfway point of 2026, we roll into the end of season 6 for the rarity competition. And we have we've gone from 2 divisions to 3 divisions this year to start off with. So Gareth has your season 6 right up here. And we will roll right into division 3. The curtain comes down on the first division 3 season as we've gone from 2 to 3 divisions start the year. The league was closely contested, but the 2 contestants who started the season at the top ended there as well, and in the process secured themselves promotion up to Division 2. Lee Taylor started the season strongly and never looked like being overtaken despite some lulls throughout. He had 32 points in the final week, taking his tally to 749, his biggest since entering the competition, and helped him lift the title. Don was actually clear of Will Spears in second place by 237 points. However, Murray gains the second promotion spot anyway by finishing the season on 512 points following an 18-point addition. Despite being in that second spot for most of the season, a late surge by Dodge Williams saw them separated by just 5 points at the end. Dodge with 507, narrowly missing out on promotion, and will likely be one of the favorites to go up to Division 2 at the end of the year. There was another jump down to 4th place. Homer Gets Duffed, who finished with 390 points. In 5th, Daryl had 323 points. He threatened on a few occasions to mount a promotion challenge, however, never really got within touching distance to be able to do that. With a little bit more time spent gaming rather than flipping games, he could easily secure enough points to go up next season. He's had it in him in the past. JT finished a very respectable 6th. Having spent the majority of the season on PC, he flitted. Maybe a spell check thing, with certain games, often doing enough to secure the platinums in games, which would boost his score from time to time. Unfortunately, with the lack of a consistent game time on the PS5 or 4, it would have been difficult for anyone to push themselves into a promotion spot. He finished the campaign with 22 points in the final week and 248 overall. Riley Mayer had a net score of 0 this week, despite earning trophies. It meant he finished the season with 196 points in 7th, a respectable position compared to his 11th place finish in Division 2 last time out, albeit he scored over 100 points less than last season. Jeremy Englehart completed the campaign with 12 points and playing through 007 First Light, a game many contestants have been playing through. He was just 8 points shy of the brain on 188 in 8th spot. The goal for next season should be to try to improve on that score and see where that places him. 19 points further back, we have David Bray, who ended on 169 points thanks to a 5-point increase. Again, he had less points than last season, but after a slow start, did start to pick it up on a consistent basis, and he'll be looking to have a push on the next season. Bernardo Blanco struggled to get going this year. After winning Division 2 a couple of campaigns ago, he went through spells of scoring and earning trophies at times throughout the season, but struggled with consistency. He ended the campaign with a score of -3, dropping him back to 120 points for this season. Jared also finished on 120 points in 11th spot after picking up some points from the mid-season, which also included his first couple platinums of the year. Pulling up the rear was Kalai, who ended the season on 48 points after adding another 8 points this week. This was a tally much lower than last season, but chances of a reset for Season 7 and an opportunity to build on that score. Promotion Division 2 was the Big Don in Murray 2011. And a new entrant, we have Shane Lizard. And that is it for Division 2. Or Division 3. I'm sorry. On to Division 2. The highest score of the season earned by new entrant Shoddy Sniper 123, who finished nearly more than twice the points over his nearest challenger. Shoddy scored 2,021 points in his debut season, and in the process secured himself a spot in Division 1. There was a three-way battle going on for second automatic promotion spot, which was eventually won by George Smith, who posted a couple of good scores in the closing weeks to go past 1,000 points and end the season on 1,058. He returns back to Division 1, having dropped down due to the league restructuring. If he can maintain the same momentum and score similar points, he'll be comfortably placed in Division 1 in 2027. Falling just short of the runners-up spot was CJ, who also passed 1,000 points. He finished with 1,025, but will remain in Division 2 next season, and is surely be among the favorites for promotion. Mark Duplex had a share of second spot throughout the season. He ended the campaign on 983 points, but the highlight for him would have been winning a hat trick of Plat of the Month awards. Again, a similar point tally next season will ensure he is around the promotion chasing pack. Callie Wayne ended the season in fifth, a respectable finish, giving the high-scoring competition of those above him. In past seasons, his tally of 796 would have usually been enough to gain promotion, but he will remain in Division 2 next season if he is able to mix it up. If he is able to mix up the rare trophies he usually gets with a few more bonus points from common trophies, it will greatly impact the score. He had the third lowest number of bonus points in the league throughout the season. The only two lower both got demoted. Joseph Priestley again scored well. He is Mr. Consistent. You know he will usually score around 30 to 40 points each week, with a few exceptions here and there. And that showed by being bang on in the middle of the table, sixth with 720. Tricky steadied the ship following his regulation from Division 1 last time out. His scoring improved in the last couple of months of the season, propelling him into 7th. He actually scored the most common bonus points, shocker, out of any one of all three divisions with 190, piping Daniel Martin by just 1 point at 189. He ended on 524 points, 7 points clear of Corey, who had 517, and comfortably held his place in Division 2 for next season, finishing 8th. Crook09 ended the season well with a 48-point score this week, which aided his score of 453 for the season after a relatively slow start. He finished in 9th, but may well need to score higher next season to be sure of safety, judging by the scores of the contestants coming up and down from the other leagues. Alex survived in the season in Division 2 by finishing 10th, one place above regulation zone on 352. He was 60 points clear of dropping down to Division 3, but may need a few more points next season to achieve the same feat. The two contestants regulated were newcomer Prometheus 101, who was new to the setup but didn't really start scoring until later in the season. The majority of his points came from Legacy 1s due to his high number of ultra-rare, very rare, and rare trophies. He ended the season on 292. Steven Waterfield unfortunately suffered back-to-back regulations and will start the next season in Division 3. He had 210 points, but we have seen what he's capable of in previous seasons. He could be a dark horse for promotion back to Division 2 the next campaign. Promoted was Shoddy Sniper 123 and Meets Goats a Lot. Regulated to Division 3 was Prometheus 101 and Waterfield 1. Now, the end of season updates for Division 1. Congratulations to Edge who has secured his third rarity contestant Division I title, having previously won in Season 2 and 4. He likes those even numbers. He was able to have a fairly casual week, scoring 22 points and finishing the season on 1,460 points, a margin of 306 points to his nearest challenger. The nearest challenger was Pee-wee, who finished runner-up for the second consecutive season with 1,154 points. She did end the season positively by earning the second highest score of the week in Division 1 with 64 points. Last season's winner, Michael Collins, ended the season in third spot, not too far behind Pee-wee on 1,108 points. A little lull during the mid-season hampered his push for retaining the title, but he came back strongly to put Pee-wee under pressure towards the end. The race for fourth spot changed multiple times throughout the campaign. The three contestants in the running were Daniel Martin, Nitro, and Marky Frazier. And it was Cy Tykist that came on top in that little battle. He ended the season on 909 points, including the second highest number of bonus points, 189. Marky Frazier piped Nitro into fifth. There was just 5 points separating them, but the former champion had a strong end of the season, finishing on 847. Nitro, meanwhile, completed the campaign with 842. 23 points were added in the final week, but it was a respectable mid-table finish for the American. Josh Lawley ended a solid debut season in Division 1 following his promotion last season. He ended the season in 7th spot on 839 points, just 9 points off a top 5 finish. Similar return next season will see him comfortably remain in the division and potentially challenge farther up. Now, if you remember, I said that I will probably not be around in Division 1 next season unless I have a great next season. Then came a push from the lower part of our division, and I was like, I may not even make it out of this season. But I survived, luckily. But won't have to score some points because the newcomers scored way more than me. But anyway, myself went into the final week knowing that other performances around me could have seen me drop into the regulation zone and face the drop to Division 2. However, I took things into my own hands by earning the highest score of the week in Division 1 with 90 points. Yay me. And not only helped myself survive, it also saw me move up and finish the season in 8th spot with 741. I overtook Gareth in the process, who had a final week score of 27, giving him 708 for the season. Never really in trouble, but never threatening the top, things may need to pick up, or a demotion could be in the cards next season. Travis Evans ended the campaign in the final safe spot of the league in 10th. His score of 34 alleviated any regulation fears, helping him finish with 697. One of the biggest surprises of the season was Redbeard Rick facing regulation to Division 2. The Season 3 winner was unable to capture the form of previous seasons and stayed towards the bottom for most of it, and unfortunately left him too much to do to secure a safety spot in the division. He ended up with 622 points and will be one of the favorites to make an instant return to the top of the tier next season. Chris will be joining him in Division 2. He had a great start, but a period away from the PlayStation meant he soon dropped to the foot of the table and couldn't quite get back in amongst the pack. His final score of 406 points meant he was some way off safety, but we've seen in the past that he has it in him to score very well. The winner of Division 1 was Edge. Regulated back to Division 2, we have Redbeard Rick and X-Nightmare 317. That will bring us to the end of the Season 6 Rarity Updates. Congratulations to all the winners. And keep earning those trophies, guys. We'll see you next week. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.